Woke teachers panic, new anti-DEI law can fire them all. In Utah, they needed to pass a law to control teachers and tell them that this is the legal way to teach ethnic studies. These are K through 12 students, kindergarten through 12th grade. These teachers didn't have enough common sense to listen to objections from parents, listen to legislators, listen to other people in the community who were saying, look, just stop trying to teach students how to hate each other in kindergarten. That's not necessary. Teach them the basics in kindergarten, and then later on in life, hopefully they will become productive members of society. But these teachers have become so obsessed and so delusional that the state of Utah had to actually create an ethnic studies commission. Their ethnic studies commission was created by the Utah legislature in 2022 as part of a bill that requires the state to include ethnic studies in core educational standards, and then they define how that will be taught. None of this should be difficult, but for the teachers that want to break the law, it's very difficult. From Standard Examiner, Legislative Ethnic Studies Commission looks at how to mitigate fears of DEI police. And finally, we don't see a story where DEI police means that the DEI police are trying to control and manipulate and create conflicts with the staff and the students. Finally, it's the teachers and the administrators that are being policed. Educators at schools on the west side of Salt Lake County still have concerns about the extent of Utah's anti-DEI law. And you know what's going through these teachers' heads. Can you just like tell me how I can skirt the law so I can manipulate these children and make them hate each other? I just need to do that. It's just all I really want to do. These people have been so brainwashed by the media and by bad actors. They just don't even know how to do their job anymore. It's just as simple as go back and look at textbooks that were created within the last 10 years or 20 years and look at those. Don't look at new textbooks that were created to try to push a political agenda. Look at the older ones. Go by those standards. That's literally all you have to do. You protect your career. You protect your retirement. You're not going to get fired. You're not going to get in trouble. That's all you have to do. But if what you're focused on doing is trying to hurt these children and trying to get these children to hate other children and trying to make white children feel bad, that's not going to legally be possible anymore in the state of Utah. Almost 2 months after the implementation of a Utah bill that restricts diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in public entities, higher education institutions have decided to err on the side of caution, with some eliminating cultural centers and advising faculty on how to remain neutral to comply with the law. Here's how you have to remain neutral. Stop trying to get students to hate each other. Stop trying to demonize students because of their skin color, or other faculty because of their skin color, or parents because of their skin color. As the Ethnic Studies Commission, a legislative group tasked with making recommendations to the governor on issues that impact Utahns of diverse ethnicities, is now searching for answers to instruct K through 12 schools on how to adjust to the new Utah statute, Democrat lawmakers hope teachers don't go overboard in their quest for neutrality. Yeah, don't go overboard in your quest for neutrality. You could still lean to one side, and maybe you can't get the students to hate each other today, but maybe if you do a little bit at a time, they could hate each other in a couple of months. No, neutral means neutral. Just tell people actual facts. Don't try to get people to sign on to your political agenda that was just created over the last few years. As of now, a draft advising a narrow consideration of ethnic studies is being considered for submission in the future. Quote, the legislature should continue to examine the neutrality standard in HB 261, a 2024 bill that overhauled DEI programs, such as DEI statements in hiring and certain trainings, said Lacey Johnson, a policy analyst for the Office of Legislative Research and General Counsel. The goal is to strengthen positive outcomes and address any unintended consequences, she said. The Utah State Board of Education should also, quote, carefully consider the use of ethnic studies in core standards and curriculum to ensure a narrowly tailored incorporation of age-appropriate opportunities that naturally arise through education without pretextual effort in courses, programs, or activities where ethnic studies is not a primary focus, according to Johnson, who told this to the commission on Thursday. Meaning to say that math is not racist, and bringing up racism issues in math is completely inappropriate. And this is the kind of thing these absolutely out of control teachers have been doing. Ethnic studies is its own separate issue. It should not be part of all your other courses. Additionally, when doing ethnic studies, cut it out with not being neutral. Let students know history without your political ideology. The Utah public education system should also, quote, incorporate curriculum of people and cultures that reflect the state's various demographics, Johnson said. However, it should do without commentary seeking to violate HB 261. Control yourself, teachers. Stop disrespecting kids, parents, and the community. Quote, it doesn't mean that you can't talk about different groups in history, said Mike Curtis, attorney for the commission, explaining the policy recommendations. Quote, but it does mean that actions or policies that you take can't promote one individual characteristic over another or treat someone differently based on that. What do you mean we can't be racist or anti-racist or anti-uncle racist? No, no racist at all. You can't do any anti-racist, racist, don't do any of that. Both House and Senate minority leaders, Representative Angela Romero and Senator Luis Escamilla, represent areas on the west side of Salt Lake County, home of some of the most diverse populations in the state, and have heard concerns from constituents about the programs they would like to see implemented in their communities. Well, those constituents can go speak at public meetings and they can actually go try to advocate for their positions, but the laws have been passed. But no, the teachers are not going to be allowed to push racism because of these fictitious couple of constituents that you pulled out of thin air. A Pacific Island Studies class added to West High School would be acceptable if it's open to all students. The legal counsel stated about a specific example. Programs that could lose federal funding with the state restriction may also be allowed. So the state is also saying you can't just have like classes for African Americans or classes for Pacific Islanders or Native Americans alone and then program them the way you want to program them and teach them to think about other races differently because that makes these kinds of people happy somehow. They just want to indoctrinate people and select them as much as they can to be used for their political ideology. But not anymore, not in Utah. Quote, it's clear that we need to be very careful not to go crazy on HB 261. And maybe that's not the correct term, crazy, but to exaggerate on what the statute looks like, Escamilla said. Because you do have the combination of potentially federal funds coming in and having some of those programs that will then be protected. These politicians that want to continue to help push their political ideology in schools, these people have lost all sense of decency, and it's really unforgivable. They're not Americans anymore. I don't know what they are now, but this is not American. Title I schools serving low-income students and Title III institutions, which provide assistance to English learners and immigrant students, all use federal funds and impact marginalized populations in the states, said Commissioner Michelle Loveday, who is also an educational consultant. Quote, Utah is exceptionally high in Title I because of one working parent homes, so that affects a lot of people, Loveday said. Quote, and then you also have Title XI, which is our native education, and that's a grant that's applied through the Utah State Board of Education grant system, but it's also federal funds. And so there's programming that's required through those funding sources to operate specifically for those communities. Educators and administrators are interpreting a complicated bill, Escamilla said. So the legislature should prevent those interpretations from impacting programs that shouldn't be affected by the new law. Quote, my concern is that people have to be clear within the framework. That is, that they will not necessarily be in violation of HB 261, Escamilla said. There's been a lot of confusion. A teacher, for example, asked Salt Lake City Democratic Representative Sandra Hollins whether Black History Month posters could be on public school walls. Quote, I would say no, because we don't want you to be called into the state by what I call the DEI police, she said. Hollins is concerned teachers don't understand what narrower conversations around race and ethnicity mean either. Quote, I can tell you that part of what I'm hearing from teachers is they're scared to talk about anything, and for lack of a better word, that's not white, she said. Just don't do anything that fits the anti-racist narrative. then you'll be fine. It's not being white to be American. It's American to be American. Just go back to being American and nobody gets in trouble. To those comments, Senator Kirk Cullimore, the chair of the commission, said the intention isn't to micromanage what happens in classrooms, but to speak on the course standards and curriculum. Not all coursework, he said, has to necessarily touch on everything. Quote, if you go out of your way to incorporate certain discussions and studies that aren't necessarily touching on that, that's where it feels inappropriate, Cullimore said. Quote, but when we're talking about social studies, when we're talking about English, language, arts, when we're talking about history, when we're talking about all the social studies like that, that's where these discussions are appropriate and should be held. So if we're doing a cooking class, or we're doing math, or we're learning to read, can't we put racist messages in there? No, you can't do that in there. You can only discuss ethnic issues where it's appropriate. And teachers, stop trying to make kids hate each other. It's not necessary. They can do much better in life without trying to do that. Many questions and concerns weren't resolved. The commission is planning on meeting again in October to fine-tune the details of the recommendations. The commission has already heard from the public. This is from KSL.com. Commission gets split community feedback over how to teach ethnic studies in Utah schools. A state commission tasked with determining how to incorporate ethnic studies into Utah's K-12 curriculum heard public comments split between people worried about topics like critical race theory and others advocating for their community's histories to be included. The meeting was the final public listening session of the Utah Ethnic Studies Commission, created by Utah legislature in 2022 as part of a bill that requires the state to include ethnic studies in core educational standards. Lawmakers and two governor appointees will ultimately provide recommendations to the Utah State Board of Education. Betty Sawyer, Ogden NAACP president, encouraged the commission not to whitewash history. She shared her own experience as part of the first group of black students to integrate with a white high school, which would have probably been, 70 years ago, some extremely long time ago. But we know what the real is. We've seen what is real and what is not. We've all been a part of a system that has included institutional racism, and it still does today. No, it doesn't. We can't just wish it away, hope it away, she said. It's not about harping on race. It's about recognizing that we're not in a post-racial society. It's realizing that we're not colorblind, because if you say you're colorblind, then you miss all of this beautiful Betty that you see before you. Her name is Betty. She's actually literally referring to herself. And for me to deny that part of my journey, I wouldn't be who I am. Well, that's fantastic for you, Betty. It just shows you how patient the government is to listen to all of these people that are completely off the wall, when the bottom line clearly is just stop pushing this anti-racism garbage on kindergarten level students through 12th grade. They don't need this, particularly not in public schools. Taxes pay for public schools. There is no place here for political ideology. Jamie Renda, president of a conservative group, Path Forward Utah, countered that everyone has a unique journey regardless of race. Okay, sure, but that's common sense, which is something that you can't have in this discussion. You just have to have top-down legislative authority from government because these people are so far out of control. Though she tried and she said this, we can't put a burden upon one group of children over another based upon anything that took place in a time period in which they did not participate in. The children weren't alive. Their parents probably weren't even alive. Maybe their grandparents weren't even alive during this period that the woke teachers are obsessing on. She continued, "Well, we want all history taught, the good, the bad, and the ugly. However, we don't want to talk through the prism of critical race theory. We don't want to talk through the prism that there are, based on skin color, the oppressors or the oppressed. Remember, we were told for years, oh, critical race theory, that's only taught in some college classes, and mostly it's not even college classes. That's taught in law schools. It's some obscure theory. It has nothing to do with your kindergartners or public school. Here's Utah having to pass a law in a heavy-handed way and let teachers know you could be fired. You could be violating a law. You can't keep doing this." That shows you how dishonest this side of the argument is. You can't listen to anything that they're saying because they're not even attempting to tell the truth. They're just attempting to control children. This is bad. This is not something that's like normal, like one opposition versus the other opposition. They will manipulate children to either hate your children or to teach children they want to teach to hate your children. Shalisa Costa, who teaches English as a second language at Glendale Middle School, urged the commissioners to not take a colorblind approach. She said her understanding of the different racial, linguistic, and country of origin backgrounds of her students, many of whom are refugees and immigrants, has been crucial to making them feel safe in the classroom. Okay, so we'll just go ahead and take all the illegal immigrants and coordinate all of our education to making those people who aren't supposed to be in the country feel comfortable and safe in the classroom, as if that actually does make people feel safe and comfortable in the classroom. Just teach them the basics. If you actually have the resources to teach them the basics, which many of these school districts now don't, because the schools don't even have the resources to teach students that are from this country. Quote, lumping groups of color and lumping different identities to make everyone feel more comfortable is dangerous in the classroom and dangerous for those individuals and those students that we really want to succeed, Acosta said. I don't go in and teach critical race theory. Quote, I do go in and teach human beings that have had a different way of life, that have had trauma, that their parents have been deported, that some parents are in prison, that have all sorts of stories. And no amount of resiliency or grit is going to even that playing field, she continued. Quote, but the way I go in and address them and teach and love and support them and know their stories and connect with them, that's going to get them through high school graduation. And that is the real conversation we should be having. I hadn't read this second article until I got through this first article. I'm reading it for the first time now. These people are worse than I've described. I didn't even realize it was this bad. And if you listen to the first part of this video, I characterize this as being pretty bad. It's worse than bad. They're not even paying attention to the students of citizens, is what they're telling you. Commission member Senator John Johnson of North Ogden said that while he would like to create a sense of belonging among students, he'd rather focus on individuals than groups. Last year, Johnson introduced bills that sought to punish teachers for discussing divisive concepts in the classroom and to ban diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in higher education. And now you see why it was so necessary to pass that kind of legislation. Quote, I'd like to be able to do a lot of these things, but take the identity politics out of the mix. I think that's a really important thing. But there's no reason why we can't talk about different cultures and everything else, Johnson said. Quote, we need to look at things that unite people, give them better understanding of each other, but bring them together. I think that if we can do that, then we're really moving forward. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments below. Always love to see your ideas. Please be sure you are subscribed to the channel. Click the bell for notifications. Give me a thumbs up, and I'll see you again soon with another story. And if I don't see you, I will miss you.